104.7, Andy and Mel, 805. It's 40. We're for the high today. Anyway, it's 14 right now. No, now it's 16.
Oh, yay.
So, we want to rename the Sioux Empire because I don't like it.
And I agree.
Mostly because of the empire. I mean, and like the businesses that have latched onto that, it doesn't sound weird to hear that, you know?
Right.
But it's like when it's like, I don't know, to name it the region, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound weird for businesses. It just sounds weird like when TV and radio stations say it. It just sounds funny.
It's like a crutch, almost.
Yeah. It's like we can't, and it's like we're avoiding saying Sioux Falls. Like, what's wrong with saying Sioux Falls? That's the name of our town.
The reason being is because our listenership area is outside of Sioux Falls.
Well, yes, I understand that. But
I want everybody to feel included.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes it's just a reach.
I'm not disagreeing with you there. I'm just saying that's why.
I mean, you know, just because we will, like our jingle says Sioux Falls Hit Music Station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because that's our city of license.
Right.
You know, it's where we are. You know, and if you're from Menno, I don't think you're really offended that we didn't say Menno, you know, or if you're from, I don't know, Salem or Ellsworth, Minnesota, I don't think anybody's really going to care that much.
No.
But if you've got an idea for a rename of the Sioux Empire, by all means, let us know. And like the Empire Mall, I never even equated Empire Mall to Sioux Empire. Like when I was a kid, I just thought it was like this big fort.
Oh.
That's why what Empire meant to me when it came to Empire Mall. I just thought it was like, oh, yeah, it's kind of a big fort. Empire.
Interesting.
You know, but that was my, you know, 9-year-old mind. At the time. Let's see here. Mike is on the phone. How are you, Mike?
Hey, all over the place. This entire area is nothing but gravel pit. I mean, everywhere you go, they're hauling gravel or granite or something out of here. Why not call it the Sioux Pit?
The Sioux Pit.
No, because that doesn't sound very nice. So this is a nice. This is a nice place to live.
I think it describes it perfectly.
No,
during the winter right now, I feel like I'm in the pits right now, getting out, having to scrape my windows. It's the pits.
But this is such a nice place to live, though.
I mean, it is a nice place.
I lived. Granted, I've only lived in Sioux Falls in Georgia, but this is definitely the place where I want to raise my children. I love this town.
That's true. That you is know? True. So let's make it sound French. Let's say the soupitez.
No.
Then it sounds so much better if we make it French.
Then everybody would be confused.
The French toast or...
No.
Fries?
Yeah. No.
No.
What's different in German? Since a lot of people up here are German, maybe we could call it
Western Scandinavia.
There you go.
There's a lot of Swedes and Norwegians.
It's 14 degrees in Western Scandinavia? No.
The Sioux Nesca, or Leska, or however you say that.
The Norsk Empire. That works for me. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Yeah, bye.
I did get a text message here just a second ago. I'm so sad about it.
Okay.
Someone is hurt that we don't mention Plankinton.
Oh, okay, Plankington.
It's not Plankington, it's Plankinton.
Plankinton, what's up?
You know what? For the rest of the show, we'll give the temperature in Plankinton.
Okay, you should find that out.
Okay. I got one email that said Falls Metro. Sounds kind of cool. Here's Metro Falls. Here's my only problem.
That sounds
with it.
Better. No, rolls off the tongue better.
The Metro Falls?
Yeah, Metro Falls.
No. Falls Metro.
No, that sounds stupid. Metro Falls rolls off the tongue better than Falls Metro.
Metro Falls sounds like the name of the falls.
Kind of, I guess. But yeah. It rolls off the tongue better.
We're looking for an area. The empire, land, region comes last. It would have to be Falls Metro. The only problem is I don't like it because Metro sounds like we're big city and we're not.
Sounds like we should have Superman here.
It's like there's a... Some people like to think Sioux Falls is like this big city. We're not.
Not compared to other big cities, no. But the biggest in the area.
And let me tell you, folks out in Rapid kind of despise that about us.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
They think we're trying to be all Minneapolis or something. And It's good to aspire to it. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a big city, but at the same time...
Minneapolis is fun.
Yeah, but at the same time, we're not a big city, and I don't want to try and make us one. There was another one here. Where was it? I can't find it. Spencer's offended, too. We got to mention Spencer.
Sup, Spencer?
Yeah, sorry, Spencer.
Sup?
Sorry, we forgot about you. Let's see here. Tara is on the phone. How are you, Tara?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So you got any idea for a new name for our area?
Yeah, Area 605.
I kind of like
that. Well, yeah, the only problem is it's the whole state.
Yeah, the whole state's 605.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the only problem. Otherwise, I like it. I wish we had our own area code.
Can we petition
for Area 1, County 1?
Can we? I wonder if we could petition for our own, or to keep 605 and West River get something else.
How about, I just came up with one.
What?
How about the Haha Empire?
Haha?
Mini Haha?
That's a good one.
Or Haha Land.
Mini Empire?
No, I like Haha better.
Haha Land?
Haha Land.
It's 14 degrees in Haha Land?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that awesome?
I don't know about that.
I kind of like Haha Land. Thanks for the call, Tara.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I like it.
Daniel said souffle.
The souffle, okay.
That's funny.
Just call it the area. Oh, yeah, that's kind of like my earlier idea of the region.
14 degrees in the area.
Well, I mean, people say that on the radio, you know.
How about Sioux Metro area? That's Will's idea. No, I don't like it. It's too much. We could abbreviate it, I suppose.
I'm going with
SMA. SMA. Give it an acronym. No, I don't know about Haha Land either. I'm not liking it.
Okay.
I don't think it'll catch on.
How about the Sioux Realm?
Realm. Realm is bad as the Empire is.
Sounds like we have wizards and stuff running around.
We might.
Or Falls Community.
It's 14 degrees in Falls Community.
In the Falls Community.
In the Falls Community. Look. No, it sounds like it's an apartment complex.
For old people. You're right. We'll
keep working on it.
We've made a pretty good dent here, I think. I like Haha Land.
Nah.
We had another one that came in, the Crossroads.
I don't like that one.
I like the Crossroads.
I really don't like
29 and 90?
No. Stupid.
Why?
Because when I think of Crossroads, I think like it's a crossroads in your life. It's not about,
Crossroads isn't always a bad thing.
I don't think about staying here then if
it
you
also
say Crossroads.
Makes me, what, the Crossroads of South Dakota?
No, I don't like it.
Oh.
No. No. Just don't even consider it.
Okay.
It doesn't work.
Wow.
I'm sorry for the lady that suggested that one, but I...
That's rude.
I'm not meaning to be rude, but I don't want to think of me leaving. I love my city. I don't want to leave.
Stacy likes Haha Land. I think we got it.
I don't know.
I think we got it nailed down here.
I don't
here.
Know if it can be Haha Land.
Haha Land. It is.
No. I think we need to come up with like three or four and then have a poll.
Well, okay. Well, we'll see if we can get some more here.
Okay.
We're way behind. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:21, up to 41 today, 45 today in Plankinton. Plankinton was upset that we were never mentioning them, so we're going to mention Plankinton all day.
What's up?
For the rest of the show.
What's up, Plankinton?
Right now, currently in Plankinton, it is 16.
Nice. Okay.
Even though actually it comes from the Mitchell Airport, but I'm
Hey, what about Spencer? I thought they were mad too.
Well, I can only do one at a time. So
okay.
We'll do Spencer tomorrow.
All right.
It'll be Spencer Day tomorrow.
Okay. I like it.
I want to play 38 seconds with Gustavo Almodovar for you. This is a very funny video going around. This guy he's a TV reporter, and he has a very unique way of saying his name when he does his little sign-off of his report.
For now, we are live in Orange County. Gustavo Almodovar. 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 Gustavo Almodovar.
Okay, that's a lot more annoying on the radio than it is watching the video.
Yeah.
The best part of the video, though, is he turns his head as soon as he says Almodovar.
Every time.
He'll turn his head slightly to the left. It's pretty funny. You can watch that video at hot1047.com. Okay, this was a little interesting to me, but it totally makes sense after I read this article. It was in the Wall Street Journal, which I read all the time.
Yeah. On the toilet.
Why do you always go there?
I guess it's funny.
By the way, internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
No, you're right. Let's do it the dumbest way possible because it's easier for you.
If you want to know if your marriage is going to last forever, all you have to do, ladies, is watch how your husband interacts with your mom.
Okay.
A 26-year study out of the University of Michigan has found that a huge predictor of whether a marriage will be successful or not is how the husband gets along with his in-laws. If the man likes his wife's parents and has a good connection with them, there's a 20% lower risk of divorce.
That makes so much sense.
If the wife has a good relationship with her husband's parents, that can be bad. Actually increases the risk of divorce by 20%. So it's the opposite for women than it is for men.
Hmm.
Now, here's why this is. A woman is more likely to think her in-laws are meddling in her marriage and judging her as a wife and mother. So when she's close to them, that resentment can grow faster. It's different with men. When a man is close to his wife's parents, his wife sees it as a giant sign, a great sign that he truly cares about her long term, because why else would he bother?
Right.
So it strengthens the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I get along with my in-laws great, you know, mm-hmm. for all the in-law jokes that are out there. And I know some of you out there have horrible in-laws. I know there are horrible ones out there. I don't have horrible in-laws.
I'm glad that when I had them, they didn't suck at all. They were pretty awesome.
No,
so.
I find that interesting though. Cause yeah, guys, we don't care to talk or hang out with people we don't want to hang out with or talk to.
Right.
We just don't care. We would avoid it.
Right.
You know, I mean, so I don't go back with my wife every time because I don't want to go hang out with her parents. It's mostly to do, there's other stuff I'd rather do here.
Or you have work.
Or I have to work. Mm-hmm. Or there's other stuff I'd rather do here than sit on a farm for 3 days in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
I can sit and play video games by myself back here. As opposed to on my computer up there, you know. Or they might try to put me to work. That's another thing. They've tried a few times.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. No. Hey, you want to come drive the grain cart?
No.
Sure. Is it a manual transmission? Even though I know how to drive a stick, I'm not going to tell them I know how.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're busted.
Hey, you want to come help me in the hog barn? let me think about that. Sit here where it smells good or not. I think I'll stay here. Thanks, Tim. I'm good. We have got dirt coming up, Mel. What's in the dirt?
I don't like you.
What? What did I do wrong?
Time Magazine's candidates for Person of the Year. I'll have that coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7. What it be
like? Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 840, up to 45 today in Breezy in Plankinton. Right now it's 16 there. I think I'm just going to do this from now on. I'm just going to pick some offended small town.
Offended.
That is upset. And I got a text from somebody that says, why are you making fun of Plankinton? I'm not making fun of Plankinton. I did their weather.
Yeah.
Someone was offended that we never mentioned Plankinton or Plankinton. I hear it pronounced both. It's spelled Plankinton.
I've always said Plankinton.
Yeah, but there's
that's
no G.
I know, but that's how I've always said
it.
I know. So that's how I assume it is.
If there's someone listening from Plankinton...
Or Plankington.
Could you send us a correct phonetic spelling, please? I mean, it's not like I just discovered the town. I've known it's there forever.
I know.
I've heard lots of people say it differently.
All my life, that's how I've always said it. Yeah. So.
And I've never really known anyone from Plankington. So, okay. E, the, you know, TV station.
Entertainment.
Their website.
Yeah.
They came out with a list of the top 10 pop songs of 2012. Their list is a little bit ridiculous.
Okay.
And here's why it's ridiculous. I mean, some of the songs that are in there totally belong. I have no issue with most of them. But some of them, because some of these websites, just so you know, when you're going out there, and we know this now because we're getting told to do the same thing. sometimes they do an article just to get you to find it on Google.
Oh.
So they rack up hits. And it has nothing to do with any type of, you know, actual integrity. Okay, so here
is... So that's what they're doing?
eOnline.com. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Because the number... number 10, I don't have a huge problem with number 10. Tongue Tied by Group Love. Number 9, Freedom by Nicki Minaj. It hasn't exactly blown up.
Uh-uh. How is that a top song
Whistle
of the
by
year?
Flo Rida, number 8.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Pink, Blow Me One Last Kiss, number 7. Sure, absolutely.
I don't know if I had a whistle, though, but okay.
Oh, they're in the same neighborhood.
I don't know.
And the reason you know that this one is completely bunk is because their number 6 is Share It Maybe, the Call Me Maybe spoof by Cookie Monster.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I have clips for the top 5 here.
Okay.
Number 5, I don't have a big issue with it. It's just too new to be, and I don't think it's one of the top 10 of the year anyway. The number 5 song. I saw the light. Shine bright like a diamond. You know,
agreed that it hasn't had enough steam and power.
No, hasn't been around long enough to be a top 10.
Yeah.
Now the songs that come out late in the year kind of get hosed anyway.
They do.
Yeah, but this is also the year of the annoying repetitive noise in songs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. I always exaggerate it in my head worse than it actually is.
Yeah, you do.
My bad.
The That's number, normal for most things with you, though.
The number 4 top song of the year is... Yeah. Okay.
I agree. That should be in there.
Another song with the annoying sound.
Definitely, but it should be in there.
It belongs in there, yeah. Definitely, I don't disagree. Number 3 top pop song of the year, according to eOnline. You may be sick to death of it, but you will still sing along to it, I guarantee it, every time. I have to make an admission here.
Yeah?
The first time I heard the song,
when
I was going through music, I'm like, what?
The first time I heard it, too, I was like...
The first time. But then the second time, I'm going... That I used to know. Yeah, it didn't take me long to get hooked on it.
You know, it was... We would get a lot of phone calls, too, when it first started playing, going, what is this song? Does it belong on the station?
The one that we're getting now, those calls and emails, is about Hunter Hayes Wanted.
Yeah, because it's a country crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't do the pop mix. And you know what? I kind of like that for a change.
You know, though, I
don't mind it.
I dig that song. Yeah. I really like that song.
And by the way, those of you who hate that song, Hunter Hayes Wanted, I hate to be the one to tell you, way more people tell us they want to hear it than don't.
Yeah.
Sorry. The number 2 song, according to eOnline of the year, is Frank Ocean. Lost in the heat of it all. Yeah, I'm not hearing it.
Did this song even chart?
Yeah, it was on the charts.
Higher than top 40? Lower than top 40? In the top 40?
Well, I mean, there's lots of different charts.
Well, I know, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really get this one a whole lot.
Neither.
Other than he came out of the closet this year.
Well, and I
think that's why
that's part of what I was talking about with the whole contrived to get Google hits instead of actually being real. Number 1, I don't like it, but I cannot argue with it at all. Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. I'm sorry. You beat out Justin Bieber's Baby for the most viewed YouTube video ever.
Yeah, you deserve number 1.
I'm sorry. I don't care how much you hate the song. It has to be the biggest song of the year.
And I have to say, when, you know, they're performing it and MC Hammer came out and they add a little Too Legit in it, pretty awesome.
You know,
I would have done You Can't Touch This, but whatever.
Songs missing from their top 10?
Yeah.
Any off the top of your head?
Oh, gosh. There's a ton of them.
Off the top of your head, there's a ton? Apparently
no,
not.
No, but I'm just saying.
I don't think there's a ton.
I think that they messed up a few.
Well, the Cookie Monster one was just ridiculous. Why not actually put Call Me Maybe in there?
Yeah, Call Me Maybe should have been on there.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Alex Clare Too Close?
Maybe.
For me, the reason is because it was in that Microsoft commercial for months before it even blew up on the radio. Yeah.
That's pretty popular.
Yeah. And some of them, too, were a little jaded because some songs were bigger around here than they were in other parts of the country.
I really don't get, though, why Call Me Maybe's not in there.
Well, it sort of was.
Yeah, but it was the parody version.
Yeah.
It was Cookie Monster. Come on. Give Carly Rae Jepsen some credit.
By the way, E! Online's number one song of 2011, you know what it was?
What?
It's Friday. Yeah.
Just goes to their credibility. Okay. That's all I'm saying. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It's 8:56, topping out at 45 and windy today in Plankinton. By the way, I did get a phonetic pronunciation from a Plankintonian.
Okay.
And it is Plankinton.
Plankinton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the follow-up text from that person said, Mel watches too much SpongeBob.
No, I didn't watch SpongeBob when I grew up. SpongeBob wasn't around.
But I didn't know what that meant because my kids don't watch SpongeBob.
Not yet.
Because, no, my daughter says it's a naughty show.
Oh.
I don't know why, but she does.
Okay.
But there's a character named Plankinton.
Plankinton. Okay. You know, like the actual fish.
Okay, well, you're getting way too defensive about their little text comment.
What's being defensive?
You were. Yeah, you were.
No, I've always said that. That way, everybody I knew said that way.
Anyway. Okay, so we're playing Fact or Bullcrap. I almost said Mash for Cash.
Already did that.
I know. Tonic Sulfa tickets, they are playing on Saturday. Friday and Saturday, sorry, but the tickets we have are for Saturday at the Washington Pavilion. And we're playing Fact or Bullcrap. Ginger's on the phone, I believe. This is Ginger?
Ginger.
Ginger, how are you?
Good.
So, you want to play Fact or Bullcrap?
Sure.
All right. Do you know how the game works?
No.
Okay. Well, here's how it works. It's real simple. I will give you a statement. You tell me if that is a fact or if it is bullcrap.
Okay.
And if you get 2 out of 3 right, you will win yourself some tickets to Tonic Sulfa, all right?
Awesome.
Okay. Here is your first one. The theme today is Christmas. So it doesn't really matter if you know them or not. It's a 50-50 guess. The first inflatable yard decoration was created in 1959. Is that fact or bullcrap?
1959.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
That is bullcrap.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
The first bouncy house was invented that year, but the inflatable yard decorations didn't come out till the 90s.
Oh, 90s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sleigh Ride was played on the radio more than any other Christmas song last year. Is that fact or bullcrap?
Sleigh Ride?
Sleigh Ride.
How's that go?
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know the words. Whoops, that was the bed.
That is a scientific fact, huh?
Yeah, that is a fact.
Huh.
It was Sleigh Ride, the most played one, according to ASCAP, anyway. All right, we'll do another Christmas song. You got 1 out of 2 right. If you get the next one, Ginger, you win the tickets to Tonic Sulfa, okay?
Okay.
Here is your question. Jingle Bell Rock was played more than Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Is that fact or bullcrap?
On radio?
Yes, on radio.
Repeat that one more time, please.
Jingle Bell Rock was played more than Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on the radio last year.
Fact.
That is a scientific fact, huh?
It was a fact.
Oh,
it was played more. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was 9th most played Christmas song last year. So
now that song's going to be in my head.
What?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ginger, we have got, do we have
Tonic Sulfa tickets?
Two?
Yeah.
2 tickets to Tonic Sulfa. When is it?
December 1st.
So, Saturday.
At the Washington Pavilion.
All right. Mm-hmm. Those are yours, Ginger. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Okay. We've got music coming up. We will get to Maroon 5, who, by the way, someone said that was missing from E! Online's top 10. Yeah.
Agreed.
Either Payphone or One More Night.
Ooh,
easily could have been in there.
Tough.
Which one of those do you like better?
I like Payphone
Me
better.
Too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I like One More Night.
Just because it's different, you know?
I'm at a payphone trying to call.
He can sings so high. It is crazy.
Yeah. Really, he's got a hole in his pocket. I think it's a performance enhancing technique or something.
Hot 1047.com.